Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Start of the third hour. Just powering through here. This is your host for the evening, First Chair, Richie Rich, along with
Tyler
and Mark.
And we had nobody on at the end of the last segment, obviously calling from jail. So there's a few things that we talked to him a little bit more during the break that we're going to get out here.
Yep. Difficulty is that he couldn't really hear very well, and I think it's just better if we just talk to him off the air and then spit out the things that he wants to talk about.
Right. So there is a lot of rumors going on. I may have, you know, I've heard them.
Yep.
About why nobody was not out like the rest. So I'm going to explain.
The rest who aren't Ian.
The rest who aren't Ian, yeah. Right? And who have had bail hearings, right? Ian had a bail hearing, was denied. According to nobody, my understanding of how he explained it to me was he was advised by his attorney to stay in detention in order to prepare rebuttals at the detention hearing.
Okay.
Right. Like if your sentence is anything more than 10 years, they're very unlikely to let you out on bail because the likelihood of you showing up for court drops down dramatically.
Okay.
And so in order to get out on bail, when it comes to that,
of course, their conviction rate probably jumps exponentially.
Of course.
Yeah.
But in order to be prepared for that hearing and rebut their, you know, the state's case, he was advised to take detention temporarily while his attorney's preparing those rebuttals. And then when he has his actual bail hearing, they will be prepared and hopefully he'll be released, obviously, conditionally. That's part one.
Yep.
Did you have something to say to that?
No, I mean, okay. I just heard that he, didn't want to get out or something. And nothing would surprise me with this guy.
Right. But a lot of people assumed, myself included, that he declined coming out because of arduous conditions upon his release.
Yep. That's what I heard.
Right. So you've heard the same rumors that I did. And from his mouth himself, not the case.
Not so.
Not the way we thought it would be. At some point on thecrypto6.com, we're going to have addresses for Ian and nobody when they become available.
Yep. You can send, commissary and, letters and, these sorts of things.
Letters are going to be important. Nobody is requesting phone numbers with your letter if you want to talk to him. He will call.
Now, a phone call costs quite a bit.
Understandable.
It's like $3 for a connection fee, and then like a dollar to be connected, and then like a quarter per minute after that. I have signed up for their little extortion racket online, which cuts out the $3 transaction fee every time. But if I, I still have to pay the transaction fee about once every five times.
Right.
Because they only let you put $50 in the account.
And I don't know how much phone time he's going to have or how many people he's going to be calling during that time or how long he's going to spend talking to you. But if you would like a phone call from nobody when that letter goes up on thecrypto6.com.
Either way, letters are much appreciated.
Yes. And he's also going to be writing a newsletter from prison.
Okay.
Called The Invisible Hand and Newsletter.
Oh, good.
Go figure. So if you want to subscribe to that and have him write back to you, mention that in your letter to him, and he will make sure to send those out to you.
I'm curious if the newsletter, because it's religious, would be part of his free letters. So the thing is that it's different for different places, and New Hampshire isn't New Hampshire jail. New Hampshire federal detention is not Florida state jail. But I can say that there are usually free letters for people writing religious and legal stuff. And that, some people just use the heck out of those things. So, maybe.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. That's what he's requesting. And the final request from nobody is he hasn't been privy to any of the news articles media presentations of anything related to the Crypto Six.
Yeah, he'd love to have those articles, I'm sure.
He would love to have those articles. So when the mail goes up, if you're willing and able to compile some of the media that's out there regarding
print
the
Crypto Six. Print it up, put it in an envelope.
Right, print it up, put it in an envelope.
Write a letter on the back. Envelope.
Perfect. Yeah. That's it.
Send pictures. I like sending pictures of flowers, okay, personally, because I like flowers. But not everybody does.
Okay, a nice picture of a bud, perhaps? Just tease them a little bit.
They're all perfect.
What were we talking about before we were so graciously interrupted?
Well, we were talking about Ian.
And activism.
And I was talking about how one of the biggest problems, you know, with the libertarian community is that the majority of us just want to be left alone and just want to live our lives. And, you know, they don't want to take up the burden of going out and antagonizing the government and making people aware that the government is doing things that are unfair. And that creates an issue. And so when you have people like Ian, they tend to be kind of rare. And I mean, there are a lot of activists out there. And like you said, there's a lot of people that were willing to come in, me included. Like I came back, you know, to help the show when, you know, there were seats that needed to be filled. But I don't think that there's a ton of people out there that are going to go to the levels that Ian did. And I think that's just apparent because they didn't exist before Ian was in jail. I don't think they're all of a sudden going to exist now. In fact, I think what the feds are trying to do is take a lot of wind out of the Free Talk Live sales and make it so people are more scared to come out and say something.
If you disappeared 100 libertarian, the right 100 libertarian activists, it'd be over.
Right.
I'm hoping that it has the opposite effect, because what the feds were asking for or trying to accomplish was a chilling effect, right? Look at what we did to, you know, your leader, Ian. Don't try this again.
This is how they see it.
This is how they see it. And so it would be incumbent upon those that can, right, because we all have different situations and life situations, those that can and are willing and able to take up that mantle, now's your time to shine, right? You know, there's obviously a void where a lot of activism used to get done, and someone is now able to step up to that plate. I'm going to take a call. You guys mind?
Great. Let's do it.
Let's go to the phones. Scott, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Scott?
Hey. No, this is not.
Oh, sorry. Hang in there. Wrong button. Scott, now you're on the air.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I had disagreements with Ian in the past, but he was always a gentleman with me. And I'll say one thing about Ian. He's extremely brave. I would not have that kind of courage, and most people would not. Explain to me and the listening audience, because I know Ian, what I've known of him, he's a gentleman. He's not violent. I can tell you that right now. What did he do? What is the crime that the feds are persecuting him? Would you please explain to me?
Do you want the indictment?
There's three of them, basically. One of them is wire fraud.
And conspiracy to commit wire fraud.
Right. So basically wire fraud.
Okay.
And wire fraud is the, the disorderly conduct of the federal level. Everybody's done it. If you tell something that is false on the telephone or the internet, or something that's provably false or something you were mistaken or something like that, wire fraud, go to jail. Like, and obviously they don't send too many people to jail over it, but this is the thing they find everybody.
So,
go after everybody.
So I'm going to stop you right there briefly, because it is my biggest fear that is the one charge that they're most likely to get him on.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of wire fraud charges on the indictment.
Yep.
And they all carry that 10-year thing.
Yep.
So even if he gets past the money laundering, even if he gets past the operating an unlicensed cryptocurrency business,
yep,
they've got like 17 wire.
Well, I'm not going to tell you our plans for defeating the wire fraud charges.
Don't.
But
that's
the one I fear the most too.
Yeah.
Secondly, operating an unlicensed money transmission business. Ian has two letters from two attorneys, opinions that claim that he is not operating a money transmission business, and therefore he is not knowingly operating a money transmission business because he didn't know it.
Is knowingly in the charge?
Well, it used to be. I don't know if it is now, but it's, you know, these creepy people, and they're like, oh, well, we got you. You know, you still got a jury to go through.
Okay.
And then money laundering, which is their claim that Ian sold Bitcoin to somebody who said they were going to buy drugs with it, which I have been there multiple times when Ian has turned down people who said they wanted to buy drugs or gamble or whatever it is. So I don't believe that one, and Ian seems to be completely clueless on it.
All right. Thank you for the call, Scott. If you'd like to get in, you may do so, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160, Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk to us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. sitting in the hot seat tonight. It is I, Richie Rich, along with
Tyler
and Mark.
I'm going to go right back to the phones because we have...
We've got calls. That's what you should
do. We've got calls.
What is the other library that we need to do?
AnyPay. You want to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to need a piece of paper for that one. So AnyPay is an organization that will let you accept cryptocurrency at your business. And this is the way that Free Talk Live managed to get its original, the Shire Free Church managed to get Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. It's because we were the largest acceptor of cryptocurrencies for advertising for years in the media realm. I mean, obviously, there's other places that are accepting it. But in media, yeah, absolutely. Now you could probably negotiate a sale with some Bitcoin, but that we were doing that in 2011. So... everybody's talking about buy Bitcoin, but how about earning some Bitcoin? Get paid with it. That's the way. It's money after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's just fun. Get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com, AnyPayX.com.
And we go to Jack in New Hampshire, who's spent some time in that prison system.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
We're well.
You guys listen to the show and join it. Hey, I was just listening, and I heard nobody call in, and I just wanted to say, you guys have any idea where he's at? No, which county jail?
He said he didn't, and I don't know if that's good or bad, but...
he said he didn't know where he was entirely.
Yeah. So it's... I believe very, very strongly that he's at the Merrimack County Jail in Busquin.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was just telling the other guy on the phone that I was in Stratford County when Mr. Cantwell was in there, and they don't let you get mail in the county jails usually.
Really? Why not?
Because you could get paraphernalia in there or some drugs sent in or something like that. They deny you the right to get any mail other than an attorney.
Wow. Well, I'm going to have I'm going to have to work on that because that sounds very much like a constitutional violation. I mean, while I was in prison, the ACL, I bought the ACLU book on inmates' rights, and it was basically an entire book on your right to mail. I mean, they just wrote over and over again that you've got the right to get mail.
Now, is that after you've been convicted and sentenced? Because right now, nobody's being killed.
Look, nobody is presumed innocent by the system.
Understood.
The system is treating him in a fashion that is so abhorrent to jurisprudence, as it was designed by our founders, that the people who are doing it ought to be locked up.
Understood. If I get picked up, for whatever offense, and they take me to county jail, they're not going to set up a mailing address if I'm getting my hearing like the next day.
Sure.
Nobody's in a different situation, obviously, but maybe not one that requires, perhaps, mail delivery at this point in the game.
Sure. There's a period of time that they can probably get away with returning mail or the variety of different things. However, there's a period of time that they can't.
Right.
And I suspect 2 weeks, they can't.
Fair. Jack?
Yeah, well, like I was saying, they deny you that right to get your mail, and then I also wanted to vote. They denied me that right to vote as well. And you're absolutely right. The whole system's corrupt. It's dirty, and it needs to be fixed.
Any suggestions?
I was held almost a year, denied bail with this whole crap of COVID and whatnot.
Yeah, and this bail denying thing is that it's so hilarious to me that on one hand they say that a person who has not been convicted is presumed innocent. Well, if he was presumed innocent, let him go from jail.
Ah, but then he'll run.
Well,
he will escape down to Mexico.
Anybody could run. That's the thing, is that all they have to do is give a charge that has sufficient time, and they'll all run, right? I mean, that's what the claim is. They can all get a world passport.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, what they did was they held me, and I never waived my right to a speedy trial. So eventually they had to let me out. They had to. They had no choice.
Right.
Well, luckily you got out, because there are people who've been waiting trial for years. As one kid and the bikers or whatever. Like
the thing is that they trick you to waive your right to speedy trial, and then they hold you for 2 years. I talked to Ian's attorney about it today. I said, I mentioned speedy trial, and he said it doesn't exist anymore. That, basically he doesn't have time to read the 150,000 pages of legal jargon or whatever that the FBI has. And I'm like, well, they wouldn't either.
Yeah.
So
I know. So I had an attorney at one point And the attorney's advice was to waive speedy trial for, you know, obviously a much smaller offense, because the longer you can extend it, the more likely it is that the witness for the prosecution has a vague recollection of what's going on, sure, and it's therefore easier to cross-examine,
yeah,
and get off that way. So,
yeah, but sitting in the county jail, that may be great when you're out on bond.
Right.
And I'll take all the free days I can get in this world, no doubt. But when you're on locked up in jail, I say don't let it go, personally. I mean, obviously, I'm no attorney, and you take what you can get when you talk to some guy on the radio about it, but... You know, the prosecution doesn't have their ducks in a row on this one.
Jack?
No, absolutely not. And they're so corrupt. You know, I have a court order that all my discovery is supposed to be handed over by a certain date.
Yeah, they.
And I'm still getting stuff five, 6 months later.
Yeah. But you've been let go?
It's crazy. What's that?
The charge has been dropped and you've been let go? And you're still getting discovery?
No. Oh. No, not yet. No, it's a joke what they're doing.
Okay. So you're still facing charges then?
Absolutely, yep.
They let you out, okay.
But you're out.
Yep. And just one quick thing, this whole speedy trial thing, it's not defined in any way whatsoever,
no,
about time frame, what, nope, the time frame means for a speedy trial.
Yep.
Maybe, okay, so maybe not at the federal level. Again, I grew up in Hawaii, and I don't know what it was specifically, but I know Hawaii had like
60 days.
Something like that, where, yeah, they had to do something. And the way that they got around that there...
The prosecution asked for an extension.
Well, not just that, but the Hawaii system was so backlogged when I was, like, you know, doing dumb things.
Yep.
That they would advise you to go to the public defender's office, mm-hmm, right? But you couldn't get an appointment with the public defender prior to your next hearing and your next trial. So they go, well, if you want the public defender, you got to waive your right to a speedy trial so, yeah, you can have an appointment with them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you got to come back on your own, and then you're on your own.
Yeah.
So everyone goes, okay, wait, speedy trial, wait, I need assistance.
But you defended yourself, generally.
Depending on what it was.
Okay.
there was one time that I played so dumb while standing there in front of the judge that the public defender stepped in and just agreed to help me,
uh-huh,
while I was there. And I went, yep, okay, let's do this. And then I'm going to say won on merit. But lost anyway. So this was a noise complaint.
Yeah.
And my understanding of the law, right, is that there are elements to the crime.
Yeah.
And you have to prove all the elements to the crime.
Oh. But they didn't prove them.
But they didn't prove them. And the judge said, well, more likely than not that was you that committed said crime.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
Yep. All right. Thank you for the call, Jack. More Free Talk Live coming up. 603-283-6160. Plenty of room for you on the line. 603-283-6160.
Better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man is convicted.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden meeting with his full cabinet and talking about ways to promote his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Good infrastructure planning is always about looking to the future. You know, railroads weren't part of infrastructure until we built them.
Kentucky House Republican James Comer.
It's not an infrastructure bill. Only 25% of the total funding would go for basic infrastructure.
Both appeared on Fox. The Biden administration is launching a program to help people in low-income communities get COVID-19 vaccines. Vice President Harris was at a roundtable with community leaders.
The vaccine is safe, and it will save lives.
Athletes, celebrities, and faith leaders are part of the effort to get the vaccines out. She said right now we could advance where we want to be as a country in terms of protecting our neighbors. This is USA Radio News. Emotional testimony in the courtroom from Courtney Ross, who was George Floyd's girlfriend. She discussed their mutual drug use and struggles with opioid addiction.
There was a time in March when you knew he was back to using pills, is that right?
I thought his behavior had changed.
The defense saying that drugs played a role in Floyd's death. Ross testified that Floyd overdosed and was hospitalized 2 months prior to his death. She said the passenger in his car last May was one of his drug suppliers. He told the court through an attorney that he will plead the fifth and not testify in the case. At least 4 people, including a child, were killed in a shooting at a Southern California business complex on Wednesday. The suspected gunman and a female victim were also shot and taken to a local hospital in critical condition. A firearm was located at the scene. California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, "It was horrifying and heartbreaking." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That is 603-283-6160. Sitting in the main chair tonight, I am Rich E. Rich, along with
Tyler and Mark. Our whole array of first hosts are either unavailable or ill.
I'm sorry, I'm the only one left.
Well, you're getting a promotion tonight. This is a battlefield promotion. You've gone from co-host to host tonight, and I think you've done a fine job.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you, sir. I'm gonna give myself a cheap plug real quick then.
Go right ahead, please.
I do a podcast every week called The Anarchist Experience, anarchistexperience.com. And on my own podcast, I am the regular first chair. So no experience doing this live on the radio, but that podcast is in its 7th year at this point. So I'm not.
That's why I had no fear.
Okay. I'm not unskilled at this, just new at some of the technology that we're using tonight. I think we've exhausted that last conversation. Okay. Has got anything more to add? We started the show with COVID lockdowns being lifted.
In Belgium.
And I kind of teased in the UK. And we went off the rails a little bit with you, Tyler, because that tease got way too conspiratorial.
No, I like it.
No, I didn't say it wasn't good.
I'll put on the tinfoil hat whenever I get an opportunity.
Basically, encapsulating it is at some point or another, the vaccines that we have to take for everyday life, because everybody is so terrified, will soon have drugs that make us all infertile, and we have to go to the governments in order to have kids.
And you know, when we started that conversation, there was a different train of thought that I wanted to go down, and we're going to skip it because it's no longer neither here nor there. But Britain will treat COVID like the flu, says Chris Whitty.
It's not the flu. If you say it's the flu, you like Orange Hitler.
Well, The reason this ties in...
It's completely different than the flu.
No. A flu. It's of some kind.
It's a cold.
Yeah. The reason this tied into the earlier conversation was because one of the points you made, Tyler, was that the coronavirus COVID wasn't going anywhere, and it was just going to be a prolonged thing.
Yep, right.
And I think this article from the Telegraph is, in no uncertain terms, admitting that by saying, we're just going to treat it like the flu, which means, you get your flu vaccine every year, you get your COVID vaccine every year, and it's just part of the new normal and normal life.
Well, that's something important to remember, was this all started with 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and now we're in this Vietnam-style quagmire where we're like, what are we trying to accomplish?
Right.
Are we just
no
going to do this?
No COVID ever. No COVID cases at all. I mean, at this point, deaths have fallen below the excess death mark. And, or at least they're very close to it. I mean, I've got to check, but it's been a week since I've checked. That was the line. Sure. That's the line where you're not supposed to panic anymore.
Okay.
Nobody panicked before that.
Early estimates put the deaths from COVID annually in the millions. And we haven't gotten that far.
No.
And the other thing that's funny is that the flu basically doesn't exist anymore because of the COVID lockdown.
Yeah, we don't even talk about the flu anymore.
Right.
Well, yeah, because everyone masked up and social distance and the flu is eradicated.
Oh, yeah, but the masking works then.
Of course.
Then how come places that have... then how come California and Florida, which have different mask mandates, have the same occurrence of COVID?
Don't be quoting me statistics that make too much sense. Okay? at the risk of sounding conspiratorial again, or maybe bringing up, social media drama, the thing going on right now on the social medias is libertarians comparing this new vaccine passport to the Star of David with the Jews during Nazi Germany.
Well, the Star of David didn't afford you a great deal of rights, whereas the passport certainly will.
But the unvaccinated, though, it's...
So the opposite, I see, the opposite of a...
I think a lot of people are viewing that as hyperbole, but Michael Malice in a tweet a couple months ago brought up the fact that if you think about how the Nazis viewed Jews in a frame of hygiene, right? Like ethnic cleansing, and how we view COVID in relation to germs, it's not hyperbolic.
Yeah.
It's like they literally want you, show us your papers, please, so we know that you're clean.
You're not
it's not about your genealogy anymore. Yeah. It's about whether or not you're following the rules and getting
your virology,
vaccine. Yep, and it's not much different.
So not as hyperbolic as some may claim.
Michael Malice is Jewish,
all right,
just in case anyone cares. Not that people who aren't Jewish can't have opinions about how Jewish people are discriminated against, but for whatever reason, the window-licking, mouth-breathing dullards out there seem to think it makes perfectly good sense that we only listen to black people on black issues, Latino people on Latino issues, and Jews on Jewish issues.
Yeah, and white people on no issues.
Yeah, we don't listen to white people and white men about anything.
They're
white women, on the other hand, who are more numerous than white men, must be listened to because they are brave.
All right, I'm going to steer this. I'm going to steer this back to the Britain lockdown before we get too much. Lockdowns are unlikely to be needed again as Britain leans to treat coronavirus like flu. Professor Chris Whitty has said. The chief medical officer said that up to 25,000 people die in a bad flu year without anyone noticing, and that accepting some COVID deaths would be the price of keeping schools and businesses open and allowing people to live a whole life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad they're concerned with people living a whole life now. Now that we've got Trump out of office, please, the geriatric Jesus wants to live a whole life.
One of the best things Trump ever said, which he did say a lot of stupid stuff, but one of the best things he ever said is the cure can't be worse than the disease.
Right.
And the fact that you have to think about how many businesses were ruined and went under and how many lives were ruined because of that.
Right.
How many people committed suicide, and how many people died alone in their hospital beds because their families weren't allowed to visit them.
It makes me so crazy.
All because we have to protect every possible life. It's like at a certain point, you've allowed yourself to go into a tyrannical authoritarian existence all because you're afraid of letting some people die, even though you want to ignore the fact that, people die from heart disease, people die from car accidents, from cigarette smoking, from everything else in the world. Everybody dies eventually. But let's just wrap everything in bubble wrap and put cameras in every room and then nobody touch each other.
And also, no one seems to care about the harmful effects that the vaccine is having on a admittedly small minority of people.
Yeah, aren't there countries in Europe that are banning vaccines because of what they're doing to people? These vaccines were rushed, and they want to make it so they're mandatory. It's insane to me how people think that this is rational.
Well, because with the vaccine, there is now an acceptable level of death that they're willing to accept for the greater good of the all
right,
of society.
But the acceptable level of COVID, which will cure you of COVID,
right.
is not acceptable at all.
Let's not kid ourselves. It's not about the acceptable. I mean, there's going to be death. What it is that they're just using this concept of death to scare you into doing what you want, because they're like, more people can't die. Well, guess what? People are already dying of other things all the time. You're not going to stop death.
And they won't be able to count those suicides or those, you know, people dying alone in the hospital as COVID deaths, even though it's COVID related,
right?
Even though it's not, you know, caused by the actual virus.
But if you're a hospital and and healthcare has already been going downhill, and all of a sudden they're telling you, oh, you get $50,000 for every COVID death that you have in your hospital, suddenly every death is a COVID related death.
Seems that way. Supply and demand. Professor Whitey, speaking on a Royal School of Medicine webinar, said the government would only be forced to pull the alarm cord if a dangerous variant arrived against which people had no immunity and which sparked exponential growth.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. They're going to just, whenever they feel like it, they'll have that variant, and bang, you're back in place.
Yeah, give it 6 months.
But by the way, I did look it up, and according to the system I've been using up to this point to determine how many deaths occurred in a given week, and remember, 50 to 60,000 people died in America every single week before COVID. It's because people die.
Yeah.
And it's now down to that number is the excess death number, and it's now down to that number. So the first 3 weeks of reporting tend to get, you know, they go up over time. But by the fourth week, we're pretty sure we're right at what is accurate. And now the fourth week says is at the excess death number. So it'll probably peak above, but just peak. And that means that
peak and panic and get Biden on a rampage again.
Yep. So that means that probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, we had few enough deaths that there shouldn't have been a panic at all.
Sounds good. More coming up. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Still time for your call. If you call now, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Not going to give out the phone numbers because, hey, what's that? What? I was going to, but as you instructed me to introduce everyone in a...
Nope, I said wait 5 seconds.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
Because somebody might be waiting to get on the air and go... You know, just give them a second.
Okay. So you've had your 5 seconds.
All right.
I'm Richie Rich, along with...
I'm Tyler.
And Mark.
And before we move on, what would be the point? The point would be thank amplifiers, amp.freetalklive.com. This one, just a username, am I free to go? thank you for... I said that wrong in the prep. Now I figured it out. Am I free to go? It doesn't say what level of amplifier they are.
Doesn't matter. We appreciate all...
Oh, silver. There we go.
We appreciate amplifier. All amplifiers. People who want to give... You know, more than $5 a month, we appreciate them. There's no doubt, but we ask for $5 a month.
And that's to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
If you like what we do here, if you want to see more free speech, if you want to see more, people talking about the ideas of liberty, well, that's the place to go.
Amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, we have...
Michael.
Mike. Or Michael. Hello there.
Hey, yeah, you know, no matter what you call me, Mike or Michael, but
I wrote it down as
calling. Thanks for taking my call, but I was wanting to ask about the raid and the pickup of the Bitcoin machines and the different locations. What was their particular reason for going around picking up those Bitcoin machines?
Those machines are bad.
Evidence related to the crimes.
They tried to take, they take... investments and things that had nothing to do with the crime. They, you know, if there's a crime at all. And here's another question I have just regarding, you know, somebody who has money who's gotten it through ill-gotten gains. How come the federal government having unlimited coffers to prosecute you, but you having some money that might have been ill-gotten gains, but we don't know it yet because we haven't found you guilty, that's got to be taken. That's crazy.
Well,
yeah, for real.
Those ATMs were used to launder money. That's evidence. You can't, you know. But
those ATMs in many cases had more KYC, they were more KYC compliant than Bitcoin machines around America.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just, it's just hooey. because they want to get Ian.
The running joke that I've been talking with my friends is that the feds have no idea how Bitcoin works, and they took the machines because they thought they'd open them up and Bitcoins would fall out.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of people seem to think that the knuckle draggers who came in here and pulled out the wires out of the back of our blinking boxes, radio boxes, thought that Bitcoins were going to fall out of the machines.
See, you can harp on me on this, but I give them too much credit then because I thought they knew that that's where the cash was.
I think we all do.
Well, there's probably some cash in those machines. They certainly got some, but they didn't get the lion's share of anything.
Okay.
They got a couple of Trezor wallets, but, I don't know what... They don't know what's in it.
Yeah. So to also answer your question, Mike, it's because, again, that Ian and whomever ran those machines did not pay their tribute to the government, right? Because there are other machines in New Hampshire that went unmolested because they were registered and regulated and had all the I's dotted and the T's crossed and, you know, and no problem with those.
Yep, that's true.
Okay, well, I appreciate the information because we got some some machines that came in here down in our area in some local gas stations and just now starting them up, and I was just curious to see if we were going to have our rates down here or whatever.
Nobody has been gone after for buying Bitcoin. It's all about who's selling it.
Ah, but the buying comes next.
Nah, I don't think so. Okay. They're going to lose this.
Well, I appreciate the information.
Yeah.
We'll call again another time. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a great day. And keep it on the phones. Right back to David in New Mexico.
And, you know, Ian and nobody, if they'd have been doing radio right instead of the illegal wrong way, they'd be sitting pretty right now, like Sheriff Darren White here in Albuquerque has his two-hour radio program every day on KKKOB, Cumulus Media. And see if he sells marijuana over the radio. He's got a two-hour infomercial for his marijuana store.
Wow.
And he's all hooked up. You know, he's all hooked up with the New Mexico government because he's been in government, sheriff and director of public safety, and Gary Johnson campaign manager, and Gary Johnson cabinet secretary. And so Ian should have followed that model because New Mexico just legalized marijuana all around last night in the middle of the night. And so now Sheriff Darren White is all hooked up. He's got his radio show, you know, doing a two-hour infomercial selling marijuana.
Yeah.
So if you just sold drugs instead of crypto, everything would be cool right now.
I was going to ask, is the sheriff accepting Bitcoin for his marijuana?
I'm sure Sheriff Darren White is accepting, like, you know, it's like, what you got, man? That's Sheriff Darren White.
So that goes back to the old, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can be free and you can be wealthy, but you got to be at, like, the top of that political food chain.
Yep.
Because you got to be,
kissed
ass for a long
time. I guess Aria was on the right. Well, both Aria and Aria was trying to be sheriff, so she's going the right direction there. And Ian was trying to be, whatever elected offices he was trying to get. So they were on the right track, but they just needed to be selling drugs instead of selling crypto. They'd have been all right, like Sheriff Darren White here.
Yep, Bitcoin is the new marijuana.
Yeah.
Anything else, David?
So, no, man, just trying to be helpful. You know, take it from the sheriff, Sheriff Darren White. Sell drugs, not Bitcoin.
Or sell what's defined as legal in your area.
Yep. That's right. I mean, when the sheriff is in on the take on drugs, that is some dirty-looking stuff. Come on.
Well,
that should be part of the law. It's just like, look, yeah, okay, maybe we shouldn't let politicians and, oh, maybe we really shouldn't let law enforcement officers, especially high-ranking law enforcement officers, be the purveyors of drugs.
Well, to be fair, they're usually in on it, even in the areas where it's illegal.
Well, yeah.
They just don't get caught.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Right? CIA brings in how much drugs?
What a slap in the face it must be to someone sitting in jail right now on a drug charge from the 90s, you know, and they were just selling marijuana, and now they find out that some sheriff's selling it on the radio, and, you know, and it's just
especially
sad.
If it was California, like a third strike.
Right,
like
and then...
A gram.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, and then you look at, like, what Ian's going through and stuff, but you see all of these, like, much larger corporations that are selling Bitcoin, but
doing,
like,
exactly the same thing.
Exactly, but they're doing it under the auspices of, I followed the rules, I crossed all the T's, I dotted all the I's and I know the right senators,
yep.
you know, or however the case may be, and it's all fine for them. And what that's what it is. It's are you in the in group
yep.
or are you an outsider? Ian's an outsider.
And this is the question that people should ask themselves regarding that is that, look, the auto dealers go through a lot of paperwork to sell you a car. Have you ever bought a car? I mean, they keep you there for hours to sell you a car. However, if you want to buy a car from, you know, Willie Joe Sausage Head off of Craigslist, you can do that in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
How come that? What's the difference between buying Bitcoin quickly, easily, and without all the mumbo-jumbo paperwork versus, you know, buying it with all the KYC? Oh, because Bitcoin's money? Well, how come the federal government can't come to an agreement that Bitcoin is money?
Right. I think that's going to be an interesting part of the case.
It's a very important part of
this. I thought Bitcoin was a speculative asset. People are treating it like stocks, you know, buying and holding and selling later.
Well, I mean, during the Microsoft case, they defined speech, the programming, as speech.
Ah, but it's speech in New Hampshire, not at the federal level.
On the federal level, when they went after Microsoft, they went after Bill Gates and they knocked his monopoly based on speech in part.
Okay.
So Bitcoin is, by definition, if that's the case we're going to use, it's speech.
Right, which is the same case for 3D printed guns.
Yeah.
It's all the coding that's written to create the programs to allow you to print out these guns. Well, that's all speech. That's all code.
Yep.
And yet they're going to be coming after, at least the ATF, is going to be going after the 80% manufacturers and people doing that.
Oh, they already have. Yeah. I mean, I heard somebody's, you know, 80% business already got raided, and yep. they came in looking for everything. And basically, the only reason they weren't able to be prosecuted was that all of the pieces that would make up an 80% kit were all separated. And they're like, they're not kits until we ship them out. So there's nothing right. for you to.
That was the odd thing about that case when it came to, right? Like, you can have all the pieces in two separate orders,
mm-hmm.
but the minute you put them all together, now you have a firearm.
Well, and the funniest thing is that, like, it's such a fundamental right, the Second Amendment. But the way the ATF does things is it's literally just semantics. Is this a pistol or a rifle? Well, it depends on the serial number.
Is this a brace?
One piece
yes.
of it.
Is this yeah. a brace or a stock?
Yeah.
They just supposedly legalized bump stocks again. Some federal court just ruled that those aren't machine guns.
Nice.
I just read about the shoelace machine gun. You haven't seen that one.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that. That'll do it for us tonight. More Free Talk Live tomorrow night. Have a good night, buddy.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Night.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with